Thank you for stopping by HollyFurdick.com. We have a wonderful opportunity to speak with pastors' wives from all across the country. And joining me now is Julie Richard. She and her husband, Pastor Mac Richard, lead a church in Austin, Texas. It's called Lake Hills Church, and it is growing like wildfire, and like all of the wildflowers in the hill country, is beautiful and wonderful. And we're so glad that you're here with us today, Julie.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you. You have a teenage son and daughter, and I can only imagine how challenging raising teenagers in the ministry might be. So help us understand some of the challenges that you've overcome, and also how do you minister to their friends? Because teenagers, well, it's a perfect opportunity to minister to them, right?
Everybody, I think, anticipates that stage and dreads that stage. And I am a rebel at heart, and so I decided early I will enjoy the teenage years, and they will enjoy me, and we will have fun.
Or else?
Yeah, I was so determined. And so I started early. I just thought, we will have fun, we will have fun, we will have fun. And so I think as far as teenagers in ministry, they follow my lead. Mm-hmm. And so they followed my lead from birth. So I loved going to the church, so they loved going to the church. I loved serving on Sunday, so they loved serving on Sunday. So then it just grew into teenagers who enjoy being at the church. Yeah. And so we're very fortunate in the kind of church that we serve in, the kind of church that we lead. It's a place where teenagers want to be. And so I would tell my kids, you know, when Dad said yes to ministry, we could be in a foreign country. We could be somewhere without running water. We get to live in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, come on.
What a blessing.
This is awesome.
This is good.
And so they follow my lead in that way. And so as far as ministering to their kids, I mean, ministering to their friends, I believe that teenagers love food, snacks, and they love to be treated like people.
Oh, she's got this figured out.
And so when I always have lots of food at my house on Wednesdays before church. Any kid who wants to ride the bus home can come to my house. I have lots of food. I have snacks. We do our homework, and then we shuttle them to church. Uh-huh. And so I think that kids just want to be kids. Uh-huh. And a lot of times we think that when they're 14, 15, and 16, they want to push us away. But, you know, they like being treated like kids still. And so my 16-year-old boys that come over, I cut up their apples, I put them on the little plates that have the ears, and I put the caramel in the ear, and they love it.
Yeah.
So we sometimes anticipate things to be different than they really are.
Yeah.
And so teenagers are really, they're still kids. If I treat them with respect, and if I have snacks at my house all the time, and I have certain rules that they may not have at their house, but they know at my house they don't text when I'm talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
We only say nice things about people, mm-hmm. and we always say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And they love to live by those rules. Teenagers are still kids.
Yeah.
And so we just give them those boundaries, and they love it.
Well, I was just going to say, it seemed to me that at first you were sounding like it's all fun and games, we're going to have a great time, but it's not. It sounds like you have real specific rules and boundaries, and that's how you make it work.
You know, these kids, when they come over to the house, a lot of them come from different homes, homes where they may not have those guidelines. But once they walk into my doors, it's my rules, and it's my guidelines, and they know that. And I don't offend them by it. I've built relationships with these kids over the years. They actually embrace it. A young man came in the other day. I'd heard that he was going home with another little boy after school that I'd heard some things about, and so I asked him on his way out the door. I said, "Hey, buddy, what you doing on Friday? Who are you going home with?" And he told me, and I said, "Well, does he make good decisions?" And he said, "Most of the time." And I said, "Well, do you make good decisions when you're with him?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "Okay, I'll see you next week." But I built a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And even though his parents may not ask him those questions, he trusts me because I feed him a snack every Wednesday. And I feed him good snacks on Wednesday. So now I've built the relationship. I have the credibility. And I treat him like a person, but like a child still.
That's awesome. All right. That is Julie Richard on ministering to teenagers. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for stopping by HollyFurdick.com.